Well, happy Thanksgiving.
Do you want to turn off your screen? Oh, no, it's not pointing at your screen. Okay.
Right? I think we got this figured out.
You are so pro. I'm so impressed.
We are enjoying, let's see here, these adaptogen beverages that we tried out for the first time on Halloween.
Yes, I've got the little bottle here. Interestingly enough, this time magnesium? The markers stayed on the dropper.
Yes.
Which I thought was really
weird. They didn't dissolve in the dropper fluid.
Yeah.
I'm mixing mine with pineapple bubbly.
And I'm going with a classic limoncello, which is the best of the LaCroix flavors.
Yeah.
It just is.
How they make sparkling water taste vanilla-y and creamy is beyond me. It's wild.
It's the creaminess that gets me. The vanilla I get, because that's just bean juice, really. You know?
But look, here's what I have a problem with. These magnesium drops, these adaptogen drops.
They drop
all the way to the bottom. So am I really getting any? I don't know.
Not yet, probably. I like to use a straw in mine usually and just give it a nice little stir.
I should have brought some swizzle sticks.
You want me to grab some?
You want to?
I don't mind popping up.
The sword or... I know I actually have a swizzle stick. It's a plastic swizzle stick. It was given to me as a gag gift by a friend. I don't know how we got on the topic of swizzle sticks. Anyway, Carly seems to like these adaptogen drinks more than I do. Have you noticed a calming effect? Yeah, I don't know if I do.
I mean, it usually takes like two drinks. It takes quite a bit before I feel it. Okay, you got a choice between a Starbucks straw and a swizzle stick.
I want an actual swizzle stick. May I? Let's swizzle this up here.
I love it. Mm-hmm. That is a good-looking swizzle stick.
It is, right?
Yeah. It's sort of weird that it was only one.
Yeah.
Usually they probably come in packs of like 30 or 40, I would assume.
Right.
Well, at least five.
Maybe
she took it from her personal collection. Yeah. Yeah.
I'm going to give this poor guy a... we mixed it up a little bit.
Nice.
Nice.
Yeah, mine looks better.
Plug for episode 69.
Mm-hmm.
Out now.
So I had one of my...
dropped Monday.
I had a coworker of mine say, I watched your podcast for the first time. And I was like, please tell me it wasn't the last episode. And she's like, I think it was. And I was like, I'm so sorry. We're not usually that bad.
We apologize in advance. Yeah, if you want to see how far we can push it, both verbally and with video production,
right?
That's our masterpiece so far.
Mm-hmm. You put a lot of work into that one.
Too much.
A little too much, but I respect it.
You know how hobbies are. Like, you've got it in your mind, and you get to bed at 10:01, mm-hmm. and you're lying there, and you're thinking, I could tweak this one thing. I could add this.
Yeah. I think you were doing those little bits, like, for probably a good week and a half before the episode even aired.
Well, when I realized that episode 69 and Thanksgiving, two concepts that are commonly... notorious for shoving things in your mouth. I was like, there's for something munching? Here. Is this a thing?
I'm so sorry. I love usually better and then we go straight to the 69 jokes.
Yeah. Yeah, when we record, we can edit a lot of this out. But
Right.
Anyway, happy Thanksgiving. Here's what we figure. We figure you've already put the turkey in the oven, and dinner's going to be somewhere in between 2 and 4.
Yeah.
Right?
I think that's pretty common.
Yeah. So you've got this dead time now, and maybe you're bored. Let's see. Carly's got the YouTube up. Oh, hi, there Whitney. Whitney, from Lane and Whitney Virgin fame. Says, what a lovely surprise. I'm watching while I get ready for dinner. You crazy turkeys.
That's exactly what we wanted. We basically wanted this to be a chill with you while you cook time.
Right. Like, we have no content planned.
Yeah.
At all.
Yeah. We're just hanging. Now, that being said, this is kind of a poorly plotted episode because realistically, if folks are cooking, it's not like they can drop what they're doing to send us a message or anything.
Right.
Because their hands are going to be covered in like turkey goop and stuff. You know, actually... Hopefully their turkey is like already in the oven by now, because if not, you're screwed.
That's what I would think,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
But anyway. Although I hear that spatchcocking Another thing we brought up in our most recent episode.
Yes.
Where you basically remove the spine and flatten the turkey. Mm-hmm. That takes it from a 4-hour thing to an hour and a half thing.
Which is brilliant.
I could be wrong. I've never done it before. Now I want to.
I mean, it seems really hard because you basically have to break the turkey's ribs.
Spine? Maybe ribs too.
I think both.
Okay.
Yeah, but yeah.
You remove the spine.
They actually have an episode of Bob's Burgers about it. And it's so funny. And it's so sweet because Bob just wants to make a damn good meal.
I love the episode of Bob's where he gets the special turkey from the special farm or whatever. And what is it? Their oven breaks or something? So they have to cook it over a 50-gallon drum like a bum in the alley.
Yes, I remember that one. Oh, that's a good one. Yeah. Yeah, honestly, I just love Bob's earnestness.
Yeah.
Like, he's just a man trying to make good food.
Well, and I love H. John Benjamin. He's the so voice good. Of Bob. He's the voice of Archer. He's the voice of the convenience store dude in Family Guy.
Yeah.
He's just all over the place.
I'm pretty sure he's... Oh, I was going to say, I think he's the side character in BoJack Horseman, but I don't think he is.
He may be.
Yeah, he's in a lot of stuff, though. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's actually kind of amazing.
I watched the new Simpsons last night, although I remember nothing about it. Is it another Treehouse of Horror one? I think it might be. They had two this year?
They could be. I don't know.
The evolution of the Treehouse of Horror on The Simpsons, I think, is pretty funny because if you watch like the very first one, Marge kind of comes on the screen and apologizes for what's about to happen and explains the concept.
Right.
And that was 33 years ago. And now it's just like, yeah, this is what we're doing and we're going to do two of them. Surprise.
Well, and not only that, but now it's something that people genuinely look forward to and that other... like cartoon sitcoms have stolen.
Yeah, right.
Which I think is really cool.
And when you're with The Simpsons, I think you're looking forward to as many departures from canon as you can possibly get, right? Right.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah. So one thing that we've been messing around with, and we debuted it this episode this week, is AI song creation.
Yes.
This is after we just spent... This show has no budget to begin with. This is after we went in the hole... to the tune of thousands of dollars for jingles that Mikey remembers from an old radio station he worked at.
Yep.
We literally...
Which I thought you were crazy for, but they do sound really fucking cool.
They do, and there's one we haven't played yet. But let's see. Can I go here to the board?
Ooh, can you?
And if I do this, can we play one? Here's one.
Let's see.
Idaho Falls!
Yeah! Idaho's talk show, IFAF.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving, Jessums.
Happy Thanksgiving, Jessums.
Yeah.
Thanksgiving. I can't talk, but you know what I mean.
You know why you can't talk is we're breaking our rule.
Right.
Beverages with ice in them are a no-no on this show because they make our mouths numb.
Right.
Make it harder to talk, and then I will inevitably crunch the ice in your ear later.
Yeah, right.
As this drink goes down, and I apologize in advance.
And you can hear the ice clinking in the glass, too.
Right, and that's annoying, although the plastic mitigates it somewhat.
Which helps, yeah. Which always reminds me of the Yaya Sisterhood. Did you ever watch that movie?
No. Is that the Traveling Pants, or is that a different sisterhood?
Different one. This is the one with Sandra Bullock, where basically she's a playwright who writes this play about her mom.
Is she a nun?
No, she's not a nun.
Oh, okay, that's sister act.
Yep. Yeah, you're really reaching there. But basically, she writes this play about her mom that's not very flattering. And so the mom's friends basically kidnap her and explain all of her mom's trauma so that she understands her mom better.
Is she motoring? Oh, she's no, that's Sister motoring. Christian.
Jeez Louise. You and your little puns. But anyway.
But anyway.
There's a line that goes, I can hear the ice clinking in the glass, mama. Basically saying, like, I know you're drunk already.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, drink up, mom. Who's drinking today?
Not us.
Remember, you can't drink all day unless you start in the morning.
That's true.
It's a little late for that to tell you that at 12:14.
Unless you're just getting up.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Unless you're just getting up from the night before.
Hell yeah.
A lot of people make a lot of dishes the night before, especially like soups, to let the flavors marry. You gonna be okay?
I'm good. It just went down the wrong pipe a little.
Like, I made my soup yesterday. I spent most of the day yesterday.
You did.
Making soup. 3 hours to boil the ham bone, mm-hmm. make some ham stock. So here's what I did. I got, can I tell you about my split pea, honey baked ham and split pea soup?
No one's gonna stop you.
All right, here's what I did. I went to Honey Baked Ham, and right now, by the way, they're having a special on ham bones.
It's like a Black Friday for ham.
Yeah. They were $6.99.
That's hot.
Yeah. And so, and I think usually they're, I don't know, I want to say $20.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think that's about right.
Can't be that deep of a discount, right? But of course, as they're making hams for the holidays, they have a lot of ham bones.
Right, right.
Got one of those, and then I got 2 pounds of honey baked ham. Now, they're, all right, Whitney, small glass of vino. It's absolutely fine. Honey, yeah. It's 12:15. You're fine.
Also, if you're the one putting in all of the work and labor into making this day, you get to drink however much you want. Yeah, yeah. No one can say shit.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I finally tasted the adaptogen right about there. It's strawberry flavored, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I think this one is.
So this is strawberry pineapple, since I'm combining it with the pineapple bubbly.
Which is funny, because your favorite drink is the strawberry pineapple LaCroix.
Yeah, the tall ones. Fantastic.
I love that.
All right, so boiled the ham bone for 3 hours, simmered it. Boiled it for, bring it up to a boil, let it simmer, 3 hours. While that's happening, I'm preparing the mirepoix. That is the classic French starter for lots of soups. It's 2 parts onion, 1 part celery, 1 part carrot. Only I did 2 parts of everything.
Because, you're a hoe.
Yeah. Fill it up.
Yeah.
And then I carefully trimmed all the fat off of 2 pounds of honey-baked ham slices. Now, what that does is it gets you about, 16 ounces in a pound. It got me about 2 pounds, 10 ounces. So there's 6 ounces of fat, 6 ounces of fat in 2 pounds of honey-baked ham. Just thought I'd throw that out there.
Okay.
You're paying for that. Anyway.
That's like the people who peel bananas before they buy them because they don't want to pay for the peels.
Can you do that?
No. Not reasonably.
Now I want to try.
I mean, realistically, they probably won't stop you, but you're going to look like an asshole.
Anyway, I can't wait to try. Oh, then you actually throw the peas in and you cook that for two and a half hours. Maybe three.
Okay.
But I can't wait. Now that I've parsley, sage, rosemary, and thymed it all, Scarborough fared it all, now I can't wait to taste it the next day. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, you got to salt it, right?
Right. You have to.
I stirred in some chicken better than bouillon and some, here's my soup secret. I think I've mentioned it on the show before, Lowry's seasoned salt.
Yeah.
You know, the stuff that grills will put on fries that just make them.
Yeah.
Because they don't care about your sodium intake.
Not one bit.
Yeah.
No.
And that's why restaurant food tastes so good. They don't care about your cholesterol and they don't care about your sodium intake.
Yeah. It's usually more butter and more salt than you'd ever put in your own cooking.
Yeah.
Yeah. Which is fair. I get it.
So I put a little bit of that in there too.
Hell yeah. That's the way to do it though.
Anyway, back to music. I wrote a little Christmas. I've been playing in the background with some Christmas music here.
Oh, really?
And I want to play you one. Okay, this one's called IFAF Christmas Time. And of course, I did it in a Motown style.
Oh, yeah, that sounds right.
All right, here we go. Wait for Santa to arrive. IFAF Christmas Time. Walmart, Target, Amazon Prime. Wait for Santa to arrive. Kimball is a hell of a drive. Mike and Cardi on your phone while you're sitting on the throne.
I mean, I wish you would have mentioned a couple of local businesses.
Yeah. But I said Walmart, Target, Amazon Prime.
Yeah, those are.
And then
local?
Hit Road is a hell of a drive. That's And I couldn't think of anything else to put with Mike and Carly on your phone.
Uh-huh.
So I did While You're Sitting on the Throne. And you don't want to hear the rest of the lyrics that came to me.
Do they have to do with poop?
Kind of.
Considering that people are cooking, they probably don't.
Should I play it anyway?
Why not? They're not eating, they're just cooking. It's different.
You've been warned. And I'm embarrassed that these lyrics even came to me, but I wanted to rhyme with Grinch. So we left it at Mike and Carly on your phone here.
On the throne, tighten up and give it a pinch. Lighten up, don't be a Grinch. I-F-A-F, Christmas time, Walmart time.
What's cute and disgusting? It's cute gusting.
Yeah, right.
It's cute. It's just so gross.
It's gross, but I like it. It's fun.
All right, and then I came up with this.
I-F-A-F, Christmas time. Walmart, Target, Amazon Prime. Wait for Santa to arrive. Hit Road is a hell of a drive. Mike and Carly on your phone. Snow outside.
I shouldn't have said hyper upbeat Motown Christmas girl group.
Yeah.
I should have just put upbeat.
Yeah.
But here's what we thought, kids. We thought, since we're live, since we're here together, since we have the AI technology, who wants to write a Christmas song or a Thanksgiving song with us? Oh, Whitney says, do it. Naughty.
Also, here's something funny. So we've got three other people watching on YouTube right now.
Okay.
I know one of them is me.
Okay.
And then one of them is Jesse, but I want to know who the other two are. Who are you masked people? Who are you masked bandits?
Show yourselves.
I'm trying to think of a funny little term for it. You see, that's why I don't like live, is because I don't come across nearly as clever.
We're much more brilliant when we've got a couple of takes.
Right. Yeah. I love Jesse's little comments though. He was talking about the ice clinking in the glass, and he was saying, the ASMR I've been missing. Now he's put some little dancers down. Super cute.
If you aren't following Mike Helps Idaho on Instagram, are you even living?
Right.
And I got the ASMR turkey in there. We actually played it on this week's episode, too.
Nice.
Oh, one other thing I wanted to address is some people think that the sign behind me is fake.
Oh, really?
It's added in post. So I just wanted to...
That'd be kind of a bitch to add in post.
Yeah, if you're strobe light sensitive, maybe.
I wonder if there's a better way. Like, I wonder if I put my hand kind of behind it between the wall and it, if that might help.
Yeah, I don't know. But there it is.
I don't want to pull it off the wall on accident is all, but.
Oh, I don't think you can hurt this thing. It's all plastic.
Right. Well, and also, like, why do you care? Like, what does it matter if it's in post? Like, why are you bothering to add that? You know?
All right. Oh, sorry. I'm just going to... Okay. So we've got Jesse on YouTube, Whitney on Facebook. Thanks, you two.
Yeah. Always good to have you guys
since
around.
Since you're here and actively engaged, would you two... The offer goes out to you two, Jesse and Whitney. Would you like to help us write a Thanksgiving song? Now, there's two ways to do this. The first way is to just say, hey, write us a Thanksgiving song and throw out a couple key words for IFAF with Jesse and Whitney and Mike and Carly and, Idaho Falls specific things.
Right.
Burley Burger just opened. You know, how to tell we're not a bot.
Okay.
Oh, it's freezing in here. What did I do? Did I turn it all the way down to 69 again?
I mean, I thought it was fine.
Hang on, I'll be right back. You think it's fine?
I think it's fine.
Okay, I just hate hearing the thing going because I know that when I add the audio compression later, it's going to be like...
If you want to take care of it to save yourself the issues.
Man.
But also, it's not like you're going to edit this.
Well, but I am going to audio process it.
Fair. Yep, go ahead.
All right.
Take care of it.
Yeah, tomorrow, Black Friday, while y'all are shopping.
Yeah, I can hang out with my wang out. Just kidding. It's not that kind of podcast. but yeah. Yeah, or jam out with your clam out. That's true. but yeah. Now, I personally really like the
terrible
Thanksgiving song from Bob's Burgers that Linda makes the year that they go to Mr. Fish Odor's house. Super cute. Do you remember that
one? How does that go?
It's like, pass the cranberry sauce. We're having mashed potatoes. Thank you for loving me. Thank you for being there. Something like that. It's super cute.
Well, let's just, I mean, is this what we want to do? We're going to go through the creative process. I would say let's write the hook first.
Okay. I mean, you're the music guy, so you're going to have to help me out with this.
The hook is like the chorus, you know.
Right.
It's the part that gets you. Would we... Want to? Oh, hi, Elsie's Closet. and they're closed today for Thanksgiving, but they open tomorrow for the Black Friday.
Yes. Yep.
Yeah. Should we rip off Adam Sandler? I'm trying to think of the Thanksgiving song. Oh. Should we put Gobble Gobble somewhere in
Gobble
there?
Gobble Gobble does have to be in there.
This is sort of like making a meal.
Yeah.
Where you just need one thing for inspiration.
Yeah.
I've got crab legs. Sure. I've got split peas.
Yeah. Yeah. Now, I feel like the hook should have something to do with like, it's Thanksgiving in Idaho Falls or it's an IFAF Thanksgiving.
Okay. This is good.
You know?
This is good. Let's go there. I say, okay, let's try one that's mm-hmm. not custom, where we don't write our own lyrics, where we just throw out, because, okay, oh, I explained the first kind is just write us a general song about blank using blank.
Right.
The second one is where we write, you know, instrumental intro, mm-hmm. verse, instrumental, verse, chorus, bridge.
Right.
You can be that specific.
Mm-hmm.
But let's just, okay. And then, okay, what vibe do we want? Do we want lo-fi? Do we want big band jazz? Do we want rap? Do we want
EDM?
There's so many styles to choose from.
I'm trying to think what's like the most Thanksgiving style of music. Probably like, I don't know, maybe jazz? Jazz feels like Thanksgiving to me.
Yeah.
You know, lots of random shit going on, kind of like Thanksgiving.
Well, and a lot of the Christmas songs.
Yeah.
A lot. When they realized Christmas music was a genre.
Right.
After mm-hmm. 1947's I'll Be Home for Christmas, right? And 1940, was it White Christmas? Was that in 42 or 47? I could be. But basically World War II era.
Yeah.
And so that was big band jazz.
Mm-hmm.
Nat King Cole, the Christmas song.
Right. Good point. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a good point.
Kind of. Okay.
So, I mean, yeah, why don't we go with jazz? That seems like the safe option.
Whitney says the Peanuts jazzy type of music.
Oh.
So Vince Guaraldi trio.
I like that.
Piano-based jazz. Mm-hmm. Good call.
I like that.
All right. So let's go to style.
Thank you, Whitney.
First. Whitney,
I'm
with
here
the
to
save.
Look cute. I don't have any ideas in this head of mine.
Custom. Okay, so we're going to do, should I mention Vince Guaraldi? Or?
I think you should say Peanuts style.
Piano-based jazz trio, jazz quartet, jazz.
Quartet. Right?
Quartet. And then in parentheses, Peanuts style. It might not get that. I don't know what it knows and doesn't know.
Well, let's try it.
Piano-based jazz quartet, Peanuts style, song about Thanksgiving in Idaho Falls. Be sure to include bed sure to include. Mm. Okay. Slow down. This is where we make mistakes. When we're in a hurry, be sure to include Mike, comma, Carly, comma, Whitney, comma, and by sheer virtue of Whitney, Lane,
got it,
comma.
I mean, realistically, Jesse, he's probably listening in the background comma, right now.
And
hi, Lane.
Elsie's closet.
I love it.
All right, let's see. Anybody? Okay, just want to. Okay, we good? On YouTube. Okay. Keywords for a Thanksgiving song. Mike, Carly. Oh, Jesse's already there with us. Thankful, laughter, memories, autumn, togetherness. Love it,
yes.
Buddy.
Perfect. Oh. Jesse, you're so great.
So sweet.
What a sweetheart.
Include keyword, or no, include things about thankfulness. What else did Jesse say?
Let's see here.
Autumn.
Autumn, IFAF, laughter, memories, and togetherness.
Oh,
yeah. And also potentially in the style of folk acoustic. Oh, f*** me in the ass. That is such a good idea. Sorry, I forgot that we were live. I'm so sorry. Whoops. I'm the worst. I'm so sorry.
Look, the thing is, we both have potty mouths. We both do. But Carly's way worse.
I've been saying that a lot lately, too. I'm so sorry. That's on me. I was not thinking there.
Mm. Thank you for letting us into your home this Thanksgiving, where Carly is like your drunk uncle.
Oh, I haven't even had a drop, too. That's terrible. I'm just this bad all the time. I'm so sorry.
This is just, yeah.
I was not thinking. I was, you know, honestly, here I was feeling. Well, here we
are sitting talking to friends.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Exactly. Yeah. I was like, oh, it's just like when I'm in a group with my buddies, and that's how I talk with my buddies, and I'm so sorry.
Some of you know how you talk, too.
True.
Okay. And Caitlin, thank you for just joining us.
Oh, I hope she didn't join right when I cussed.
That's, whoops. That wasn't just cussing.
I know.
That was terrible. Painting with profanity. That was Ernie Anderson style. Two people will get that.
Oh, man.
I can't spell laughter, Jesse. Oh, because I'm out of... Okay, we only have 200 keywords.
Oh,
there's okay. A limitation. All right.
Good to know.
So let's revise our thinking here.
Okay.
I'm just going to assume that it knows what Thanksgiving is all about.
Right. Yeah, that makes sense.
Now, I think we need some sort of... So we've got piano-based jazz quartet peanut style. Should mm-hmm. we take out peanut style? I'm going to take that out so we have more room for other keywords. Because I think it'll get it.
Right.
Song about Thanksgiving in Idaho Falls. Thanksgiving with IFAF in Idaho Falls.
Mm-hmm.
And then I think we need Rango barking. No, I think we need some sort of, twisted twist.
Okay. Maybe twerky.
And we, oh yeah.
Yeah. I mean, that's always a fun thing to add.
So we've got 41.
Twerking on the turkey.
Twerking on the turkey.
Yeah. If we want to be gross.
I like that a lot.
Okay.
I hate to take the first thing that comes. But yeah.
Maybe that's where the magic happens, babes.
Chorus about twerking on the turkey. 194 characters out of 200 characters.
Okay.
I think we've used the whole buffalo.
I love it. yeah, that's pretty dang good. Also, I just got to point out, I love how good my little guy is about when we pod. He has gotten into such a good... So if you don't know what I'm talking about, I'm talking about my little chihuahua,
uh-huh.
whose name I don't want to say because I don't want him to think that we're talking about him.
Right.
But he's gotten so good at knowing when we're podcasting, and he'll just curl up on his little blanket and he'll hang out and let us do our thing. And then as soon as we're done, it's like he can tell the difference in how we're talking to each other or something. And he automatically will like pop up and he'll come wagging over and he'll be like, hey guys, you ready to hang out? It's really sweet. I love my little dog. He's a handsome, handsome.
And do we have... I'm just focusing for 1 second and yes, no, Matt, props to Ringo. Okay. We've used 199 keywords out of 200. If I spell Natalie's name right, there, 200 out of 200.
Okay, that's pretty amazing.
We've added Caitlin, so here's the description. Okay. Are you ready? A piano-based jazz quartet song about Thanksgiving with IFAF in Idaho Falls. Be sure to include Mike, Carly, Whitney Lane, Jesse, Caitlin, and Natalie. Chorus about twerking on the turkey.
I love that. I love that.
Because why
and then,
not?
And then after the song, can we do one more in the folk style that Jesse mentioned? Because I'm really into that. And I think that, you know what? I don't know why I didn't think of it sooner, because that is definitely what Thanksgiving music should be.
Define folk style, like Mumford and Sons or Dan Fogelberg?
I'm thinking like Mumford and Sons.
Simon and Garfunkel?
Simon Garfunkel, I think, would fall into that too.
Okay.
You know, just somewhere in there. You know, somewhere between Simon and Garfunkel and the Decemberists.
Yeah.
You know?
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Lumineers.
Yeah.
Hey.
Yeah, some Lumineers. I mean, really, that's a great Christmas song if you think about it.
So I'm going to hit create. Now, here's the bizarre part. This takes like seconds. I mean, time it.
I know.
I guess I should have said that 5 seconds ago.
Yeah, fair enough.
And it's here. Ready? We're all going to hear this at the same time. What a collaborative group project effort. I'm really proud of everybody. Thank you.
This is nice.
There's your piano, peanuts.
I can call it Nick and Hay with Whitney and Lee. Caitlin, Natalie, we've got it all. Turkey's roast and laughter's rife. Friends and family burst in life. Potatoes, mashed gravies fall. Thanksgiving magic fills the hall. We're twerking on the turkey, oh yeah. Grooving with the gravy, jubilee in the air. Shimmy with the stuffing, celebrate it all. Twerking on the turkey in Idaho Falls. Table set with love and cheer.
I'm sorry, but that's freaking brilliant.
That was really good.
We're twerking on the turkey.
Grooving,
oh yeah.
With the gravy.
Shimmy with the stuffing.
Genius.
Let's keep listening.
Pumpkin pies and friends so dear. Mike and May have stories bold. Whitney smile, purest gold. Carly singing sweet and clear. Natalie's warmth brings us near. Jesse's dancing leads the way. Caitlin lights our holiday. We're twerking on the turkey, oh yeah. Grooving with the gravy, jubilee in the air. Shimmy with the stuffing, celebrate it all. Twerking on the turkey in Idaho Falls. Table set with love and cheer. Pumpkin pies and friends so dear. Mike and Lane with stories bold. Whitney smile, purest gold. Carly singing sweet and clear. Natal Falls.
That was pretty nice.
Holy crap.
But I mean, it makes sense that it had some brilliance in there considering all of the like copyright violations and, you know, the decimation of the environment, stuff like that. But worth it.
It didn't put any of that in. So the lyrics were Mike and Carly making hay with Whitney and Lane in the sway. I don't know what that means.
Making hay.
Jesse's jokes are running tall. Caitlin, Natalie, we've got it all. And then turkey's roasting, laughter's rife. Matt Rife? Friends and family bursting life. Potatoes, mashed gravies, fall.
I thought that was a little weird one.
Poor, maybe?
Yeah.
Thanksgiving magic fills the hall.
They should have said gravy's all or something instead.
Yeah.
That would have made more sense.
Gravy's everything.
Yeah. Gravy is everything. Gravy goes on all.
Verse 3, table set with love and cheer, pumpkin pies and friends so dear, Mike and Lane with stories bold. Yeah, that sounds right.
Yeah, right?
Swapping stories, buddy. I lost my place.
You guys are gangbusters together.
Whitney's smile, purest gold.
Mm-hmm.
Look at that. Verse 4, Carly
does have a great smile, though. Yeah. Like, genuinely. She's so cute.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Carly singing sweet and clear. Natalie's warmth brings us near. Jesse's dance, he leads the way. Caitlin lights our holiday. Holy cow.
I love that.
It blows me away. Now, here's the thing. It gives you two versions.
Right.
So now that we know the lyrics, mm-hmm. it's going to take the same lyrics and do a different like style
mm-hmm.
or rather different version of the same style.
Right. I like that.
You want to listen?
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay.
Also, I would like to dance with Jesse more. I feel like he's probably a really good dancer who like doesn't believe in himself enough to dance more often.
Dance, Jesse.
Yeah. Dance like no one's watching, even when everyone is watching, Jesse. Sounds already good.
Was that it?
Mike and Carly making hay with Whitney and Lane in the sway. Jesse's jokes are running tall. Caitlin, Natalie, we've got it all. Turkey's roasting, laughter's rife. Friends and family burst in life. Potatoes and mashed gravies fall. Thanksgiving magic fills the hall. We're twerking on the turkey, oh yeah. Gravy, jubilee in the air. Shimmy with the stuffing, celebrate it all. Twerking on the turkey in Idaho Falls.
Also, I kind of feel like
thoughts?
So Maybe it's just me, and I haven't played around with this very much, so I don't really know what I'm talking about. But I feel like the female voice on this is always the same. Like, it anytime you hear it, like, it's always the same voice.
It could be.
You know, which is some crazy amalgamation of every recorded female voice ever, I'm sure, which is weird to think of, but it's fine.
And then should we do the same concept, but just change piano-based jazz quartet to, what did Jesse say?
Oh, folk music. So he said folk/acoustic. And then also he said, I'm the worst dancer you'll ever see, which I doubt greatly.
Jesse, you and I could have that contest.
Yeah, there we go. I think that'd be fun.
Okay, acoustic.
We've got a disco ball. We should just, you know what? We should have a little tiny dance party one of these days.
You actually do own a disco ball.
I technically, my friend brought it over, so it's technically hers, but... Yeah, it's my house. Mm-hmm.
It's at your house right now.
It is. Yeah, it wouldn't be hard for me to break it out. Can you hang on to it
until New Year's?
I easily could. I probably will, as a matter of fact.
Okay. All right. The only thing I've changed is the style of music.
Okay.
Waiting to generate.
Love it.
It just blows me away how fast it is.
Right.
And how you could... Here's what I genuinely feel sorry for local... music creators that charge $50 for a song.
Right.
You know, like to their church group or friends, neighbors, whatever. Hey, I'll write you a song and personalize it for like $50, right, which is too cheap. You should be charging 3-4 times that much.
I agree.
And now this thing can do it in like 10 seconds. Let's listen to version 2.
Now the ground in Idaho falls. Mike and Carly heard the call. With laugh echoed through the hall, Lane and Jesse by the wall. Caitlin's pies, they stole the show. Natalie's guitar played slow. AFAF, joy to grow, story shared and fires glow. Twerking on the turkey, heart so free. Idaho Falls, the place to be. Friends and family, Jubilee. Dancing wild under the tree.
Snowflakes falling, nights embrace,
memories in every face. Thankful hearts and time to chase, laughter filling all the space. Mike's tall tales and Carly's cheer, Whitney's voice so warm and clear. Lane and Jesse drawing near, Caitlin and Matt, the good vibes sphere. Twerking on the turkey, hearts so free. Idaho Falls, the place to be. Friends and family jubilee, dancing wild under the tree. Ooh, ooh, hooting on the turkey. Ooh, ooh, ooh. Twerking on the turkey, heart so free. Idaho Falls, the place to be. Friends and family jubilee, dancing wild under the tree.
Okay, so we were just talking, if you saw us talking during that, what I was communicating to Carly is, because Carly was talking to Jesse, read a comment, and I said, hey, I don't think people can hear us while the music's playing. I don't know how this feed works. Like, we're barely, this is our second live show ever.
If someone wants to let us know if you can hear us while the music's playing, that'd be cool.
So say what you said about what Jesse commented on YouTube.
In case you didn't hear, Jesse said... I've got to head out, but I'm so grateful for you both. I'll watch this later so I can see how the folk style turned out. Have a beautiful and relaxing Thanksgiving. I'm going to sneeze. Excuse me. To which I say.
Do I need to put the card up?
I'm wondering, honestly.
You look fine.
No, you're fine. It's fine. But anyway, what I was saying is happy Thanksgiving to you, Jesse. Thanks for being here for as little or as long as you could be. I guess it was pretty long. Considering we're almost done.
Have a good time with your family.
Yeah, have fun. Enjoy all that food. That's the best part of Thanksgiving. And we'll see you soon, so don't worry too much about that.
And you were saying that maybe that wasn't folksy or folk.
That didn't feel like folk to me.
Music enough, yeah.
Yeah.
It started with the acoustic guitar. I liked how it started.
Maybe try indie folk.
Now the ground in Idaho falls.
Yeah, that feels almost there.
But you're right. As a production... like increased over the verses and chorus.
Right.
It went less that way, but it started off.
Yeah.
I mean, that to me says chick on a bar stool with an acoustic guitar in the corner of a coffee shop.
Right. Yeah, which I would agree.
But let's listen to the other version.
Yeah, let's.
And by the way, I love how it puts us all together. It puts Lane and Jesse together hanging out.
Right.
Natalie, you're committed to playing the guitar. And Caitlin, you're committed to baking pies. Yeah. Maybe you are already.
Yeah, maybe. Although pies seem like a good day before Thanksgiving thing to make.
Yeah.
You know? Mm-hmm. Especially because they usually have to cool anyway.
And then you warm it up.
Yeah.
Chris? I'm about to warm it up, Chris, because that's what I was born to do. I'm so sorry. Okay, let's listen to the second version and see if they nailed the acoustic folk thing better. Oh, I did say acoustic folk dance song.
Oh, maybe get rid of the dance.
Why did I put that in there?
I don't know, because you're dumb.
Folk dance? Did it hear you? Okay. Oh, and it mispronounced our name. Let me spell our name better. All right, here, well, let's listen.
Mike and Carly heard the call with laugh echo to the hall.
I clicked the button.
Gathered round in Idaho Falls. Mike and Carly heard the call with laugh echo through the hall. Lane and Jesse by the wall. Caitlin's pies stole the show. Natalie's guitar played slow. AFAF, joy to grow. Story shit, fires glow.
And I know we're live, but they made the joke on Saturday Night Live, so I'll make it now. Music just makes me want to unalive myself.
I like this.
It's just
stuff.
So suicidal sounding.
It's so, really not.
Like, okay, there are intelligent Christmas music programmers.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Christmas music is, it's either jing, 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 mm-hmm. or slow, soft, sentimental.
Right, right.
What it is not is, and there's only been a handful of these through the years.
Mm-hmm.
What it is not is those era-specific songs that were hits during the Christmas period
mm-hmm.
that have zero relevance now. Example, Dan Fogelberg, the song about, it's called Same Old Lang Syne.
Okay.
Sort of a takeoff on Old Lang Syne that you sing on New Year's Eve. Bum, mm-hmm. bum, 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 should old acquaintance be forgot?
Okay, yeah, right.
Only it's a song. First of all, it's an acoustic guitar song, and those songs can burn in hell. and second of all, it's from the 70s, and that decade can burn in hell, except for Star Wars and disco.
Jeez Louise.
And third of all, it's about this dude going back to his hometown over the holidays and drinking beer with a chick in his car, because that's what they did in the 70s. Yeah. It was okay to do.
Right.
But the chorus is like, we drank a toasted drinking and we drank and drank and drank. And some people, some Christmas music programmers still feel like that's an appropriate song to play during the Christmas season now, when we have a catalog of 40 other more years before that and after.
That's a good point.
To draw from.
That's a good point.
Are you high? You'll hear it. Trust me. It'll be maybe playing on the overhead at a store or on a local radio station. And it doesn't belong. Get rid of it. Remove it with extreme prejudice from your playlist. Okay.
There,
not that
there.
I have an opinion on that.
Also, by the way, Natty said that she had to go, and happy Thanksgiving, and happy Thanksgiving to you, Natty.
Happy Thanksgiving. And Whitney says, yeah, I can't hear you guys when the song is playing. Okay, thank you, Whitney, for that, because we don't know how we're mixing the song. Should we do one more
before
we go?
Yeah, let's do it.
Because I think, what time did we hop on? We've been on for 45 minutes.
Yeah.
So just after noon? Okay. So we still have 15 minutes left to go.
Mm-hmm.
So we know that, okay, Caitlin's with us still. Jesse's gone. So it's me, you,
mm-hmm.
Whitney, Natalie, Caitlin. No, Natalie had to go too. Me, you,
yes.
And the diehards, Whitney and Caitlin. Thanks for watching on Facebook. You guys are great. What's for Thanksgiving today? What are you having? And I know that that seems like a rhetorical question, but some people ditch the turkey and they like a prime rib.
Mm-hmm. Which I think is a great idea, by the way.
Yeah.
Especially if you're doing a smaller gathering, you know, or if you're Lane and Whitney and you have your own cattle company. Just say,
must be nice.
Yeah. If they're not doing like primo meat every single holiday, you know, like, what are you doing? They probably get sick of it, to be fair, because they're eating it all the time. But can you really get that sick of it? I would think not.
I would think not.
Yeah.
Yeah. Every once in a while, I get red meat outed.
Sure. Yeah.
Red outed. I get.
Yeah. You have so much that you can't do anymore. I get that.
Yeah. It's time probably to switch to chicken for like, yeah, probably. Yeah.
Now, okay. Here's something funny. So I feel like my family does a couple of weird Thanksgiving things, like the oyster casserole, which is one of the things I love. And it's so good. Did you even try it last year?
I did.
And you hated it?
Yeah.
That's fair. I get it. And you know what? Thank you for trying it. That's all I ask.
Carly, for being a landlubber, for being in a landlocked state, Carly and her entire family love the seafood.
I do. It's just good.
And I mean, my grandparents lived in Seattle when I was growing up. I've had plenty of Ivers in my lifetime.
Mm-hmm.
And, but I don't know. I'm not a...
Not a seafood kind of guy.
You'll do oyster. I'll do oyster shooters.
Oh, yeah.
Where all you can taste is the cocktail sauce and the lemon.
See, I love oysters.
I'll do fried clams where all you can taste is the fried.
See, I love anything from the sea.
Yeah.
Really. Like, yeah. It's just so good. I don't know if maybe it's because it's something I didn't have a lot as a kid. And so it's still like fun and fresh and new to me,
gotcha.
You know, but I've always loved seafood.
I wonder if I got fish sticked out. Speaking of like, I can't do this anymore.
Right.
Like my mom, rest in peace. I love her dearly. And she was a horrible cook.
Mm-hmm.
The more I live, the more I realize she was terrible. And she'd be laughing. She's laughing her ass off right now in heaven. I promise. about me giving her a hard time for it. But she would do, like, her go-to for whatever reason was fish sticks when I was a kid.
Okay, fair enough.
And I didn't like fish because the fish sticks, because I'm not a gay fish. Okay.
Funny. Sorry, you know, that's the thing. My parents would always buy those microwavable burritos.
Okay.
And I think that's why I'm not into Mexican food too much anymore. That and also during my marriage, I ate a ton of Mexican food. Because my ex-husband was from Mexico.
So if there's a Chipotle and like a Long John Silver's.
Oh, yeah. If those are the only two options. If those are the only two options, one of us is going to be real bummed.
Yeah.
Or yeah.
We could just go to our respective stores.
Right, yeah. Right. Yeah. To be fair, I could handle Chipotle. I still like Mexican food and I'll still have a hankering sometimes. But realistically, like, yeah, I'm kind of Mexican fooded out. You know, and I was never super into it before, especially because like American Mexican food sucks. It's so bad.
Right.
Yeah.
I never know how to tell by taste if a Mexican restaurant does authentic Mexican cuisine, but you can tell by who's in the restaurant.
Right, right. You absolutely can.
You see some Mexicans in there? Yeah, this is the place to go.
Right.
You see a fat Mexican in there? You're like, oh yeah, I'm coming here from here on out.
Right,
this is
right.
My restaurant.
Now, usually I feel like the way you can tell it's authentic is if you can taste the lard, because they'll use actual lard instead of, you know, some substitute, which adds so much more flavor, you know, and I am sure it's like definitely the worst one for you, but realistically, it makes the flavor the best.
It
so
is. Absolutely.
I'll do that trade-off.
Why you know, is it the,
that and like a good salsa,
yeah.
You know, real actual salsa instead of like that chunky stuff that we put on chips.
Mm-hmm.
Like that's really what determines true authentic Mexican food in my mind. Yeah. And that stuff is great.
I do love, and we just like, it just went by,
but
I love salsa season.
Oh,
when is it? It's like, is it September?
Yeah.
I think salsa season is September, right around Eastern Idaho State Fair.
Well, and I was going to say right around the time that your garden is nice and ripe.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and you're finally harvesting it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I was supposed to do a soup salsa exchange with a buddy this year.
Oh.
But he didn't end up making his.
What a turd. You know who you are.
Yeah.
Just kidding. It's fine.
Well, this was a fun little experiment. Okay, now that we, let's see. Now that we've gone live on both Facebook and YouTube on Halloween and Thanksgiving,
I know, right?
Is this becoming a thing? Like, we just take a break from our holidays just for a minute?
I wonder.
Take a break from our family commitments and our holiday commitments
mm-hmm.
and just go live on Facebook for an hour and YouTube for an hour?
Right. So I will say,
on every holiday?
I do kind of hate the idea of working on a holiday because we're Americans and we deserve a break. And also, like, you know, I hate the idea of committing to it per se, because what if I do just want to be lazy on Christmas and sit around in my pajamas all day?
We could do an episode in our pajamas.
I do kind of like that idea, actually. Yeah. Especially, so my mom buys me Christmas pajamas every year,
mm-hmm.
and I love her so much for it. She always gets me really cute ones. But this year, she told me which ones she's getting me, and I'm really, really, really excited.
That's great.
And they're going to be really fabulous. So I kind of do want an excuse to do a show in them.
Can you reveal anything about, can I guess, Barbie?
You know, it's something I think that it is definitely in the vein of Barbie.
Okay.
It's not classic pajamas. The main part of it is a robe that I'm really excited for.
Is it Elphaba's robe from Wicked?
It's a lot like hers, and it's not Elphaba, it's Glinda.
Or Glinda.
Elphaba's the green one.
I was way off. Which one is it? Ariana Grande or She-Hulk?
That's so mean.
It's not mean.
Well, it's only because she's green.
I want to see her play She-Hulk.
Yeah. Which also, okay, so I actually had someone say to me that he was really, like, he was kind of worried about watching the movie because he felt like the actress playing Elphaba looked too old for the role.
Hmm.
And especially on, like, the red carpet when she's all glammed up and stuff, I can totally see it because she doesn't look like a college student. She looks
I need
older
to Google her IRL.
Right. But I will say, in the actual movie, she actually looks very age appropriate. And as a matter of fact, I feel like the prince looks a little too old to be in college.
Yes. You know? Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Because he looks like a fully grown man.
He does.
Yeah. So, and, like, you know, college folks are a little fresh faced still. They're barely out of high school. Like,
right.
I would look at them and say that they're babies, and I'm, like, not even 30 yet.
I do love the library scene that he does.
Oh,
what's the song?
Oh, it's like an unexamined life. Oh, what is it?
That
it's
one.
So good, but it's so good. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And I love the clockwork thing that they've got going on, especially
because
if I remember correctly, and I could be wrong, please correct me if I am, but I'm pretty sure that the Broadway production has a lot of clockwork to it, you know, just sort of indicate like the wizard's sort of tinkering expertise versus actual magic.
Okay.
You know, because his whole bit basically is that he's not actually magic, but he finds really great ways to do illusions.
Right.
You know,
and I kind of like how, well, I don't want to spoil anything, but speaking of movies, so we watched Wicked and we talked about that in this week's episode.
We did.
Episode 69. We have watched Checking It twice.
We did.
The Hallmark Christmas movie that came out last year that supposedly happens in Idaho Falls, and just some ridiculous things like the name of the hockey team that we supposedly have here.
You know, is it ridiculous? Is it more ridiculous than the Spud Kings? Our mascot is literally a potato with a crown on its head.
That's a great question.
I was actually just thinking that the other day, and you know, I'm going to spoil it, and I'm just going to say they're called the Fighting Trouts, which, you know, makes sense because trout are a big animal in Idaho.
Wait till you see their logo. I think I can get a screen grab. And we'll show the logo.
yeah. But I mean, realistically, if we think about the mascots around here, you know, we've got the Bonneville Bees. Taylor's Crossing was an eagle because we were like super patriotic and shit.
Thunder Ridge Titans.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Yeah, Tigers,
Hillcrest
Grizzlies.
Knights.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And then Skyline Grizzlies, you know.
Okay. Is Flying Trout any more ridiculous than the Chuckers?
Not really.
Then the random bird that we picked to represent
our
baseball team.
I think Chuckers is good, though, because it works on a couple of different levels. Because, you know, there's the bird that is native to Idaho and also chucking the ball.
Is it a Bob's Burger style pun?
Yeah.
And the big question is, who's been into Cabela's lately?
Oh, yeah.
Have they changed the name of the bird that they're displaying there?
Yeah. Have they finally
or changed the spelling?
That?
Yeah. They put a C in there when there isn't one,
uh-huh.
or they didn't put a C in there where there is one. I forget.
I
couldn't
don't remember
tell you.
Either. So we're not really better than the people who made the sign for it, but we're picky. And we happen to notice.
Does correctness have a value?
I think so, sure.
In this day and age, I think so.
Yeah, yeah, especially when you can Google it.
But flying trout, and there's a couple other things. Wait till you see the what?
Fighting trout.
What did I say?
Flying.
Flying trout, fighting trout.
Yeah. Both ridiculous.
And the Idaho Falls Airport, the airport that is supposed to be Idaho Falls.
Which is so glitzy and glam.
Yeah, it's interesting. And then we watched Hot Frosty.
Yeah, which was a weird one, but okay. Which I saw somewhere, and I could be wrong, but I think it's true, that it apparently got the same Rotten Tomatoes score as The Godfather. Which, okay.
Well, and I don't want to talk too much about it because I don't want to spoil episode 70 that's dropping Monday. But right. it's got the dentist from Schitt's Creek.
Mm-hmm.
And it's got the, and then it's got Lacey Chabert.
Uh-huh.
Who's Gretchen Wieners in Mean Girls.
Yes, yeah. She's the main gal in it. Oh. It's also got Daryl from The Office.
Oh, yeah.
And what's his name? The guy from Brooklyn Nine-Nine. What's his name?
Not Andy Samberg. Oh, yeah, the sort of wacky guy.
Mm-hmm. I'm trying to remember the guy his character's name.
I don't want
to
say he's got a wacky face, but he's got like wacky expressions. He's the short dude with the wide eyes.
Gosh, what is his name in that?
Yeah.
It's something.
I know who you're talking about.
I feel like it's something like right between weird and normal, like Edmund. It's, oh man. So, you know what? There's probably someone in the comments telling me right now. What's the name of Andy Samberg's little buddy in Brooklyn Nine-Nine? Or not. No one's helping me. I see how it is. Thank you for checking it. Because, yeah, that was going to bother me. Oh, wait. Are you not checking it?
No.
I thought you were checking it.
I'm writing a song while Carly's Googling, if that's okay.
Let's see here. Brooklyn Nine-Nine characters. See, this is also things that get cut out. When you're, you know.
Yeah, if you wonder what gets
Charles,
cut out.
Charles. It's Charles.
Okay.
Yeah.
From that's his character's name?
His character's name, yeah.
What's the actor's name?
Well, I don't care about the actor. It's Jolo Truglio? Truglio?
And this, by the way, is something I've identified about us, is I remember actor names and you remember character names.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm all about the characters. I'm terrible with actors. You know, I know their face. And I actually realized recently that I'm pretty good at picking out voices, too, because I realized that the Lamaze instructor in F is for Family, and I haven't double-checked this, so I should before I say so, but I'm gonna anyway. But I'm pretty positive that she's the same voice actress who plays Princess Carolyn in BoJack Horseman.
Okay.
Yeah, you know what? I'm gonna Google it to see if I'm right, because I think that'd be cool if I was.
Oh, yeah. Was that... Oh, geez. Was it Family Guy or The Simpsons? But I think... the mom from Married with Children, Katie Seagal, was introduced as a character in the most recent episode. I'm not sure. Speaking of voice actors.
Love that.
Okay, well.
So her name is Amy Sedaris, and I'm going to look up and see what else she's in. Okay, and now that I'm thinking about it, yeah, she's in kind of a lot of stuff. Puss in Boots, Jennifer's Body. Okay, but is she in F is for Family? I hate having to, like, scroll through this. I feel like there should be an easier way to do this.
Well, I'm boring even myself, so we're going to leave you.
There it is. Yep, she is.
Is she?
Yep.
It's confirmed. Her. Confirmed. Okay.
Okay.
We're going to leave you with a song I just wrote.
I love it.
Here's the AI prompt. A cheer pop song, thanking everyone for watching the live Thanksgiving episode of IFAF with Mike and Carly.
I love that.
Are you ready? Let's listen.
Lights flashing on that stage. Mike and Carly set the page. Thanks for watching every smile.
Oh, I get one.
Stay with us for just a while. Gobble, gobble filled the air. Laughter shining everywhere. Turkey dance and thankful cheer. Glad you joined us this fine year. Thanks for tuning in tonight. You made our hearts feel so light. Mike and Carly, cheers to you. Without you, what would we do? Pumpkin pie and funny skits.
Mike and Carly don't give a shit. No, that was a little too mellow for me.
A little bit.
Oh, and Steve, hey buddy. Thanks for joining us. Steve joined us.
Right as we were just about to end.
Let's see if this second one is a little more up-tempo.
Let's.
Lights flashing on that stage. Mike and Carly set the page. Thanks for watching every smile. Stay with us for just a while. Gobble, gobble, filled the air. Laughter shining everywhere. Turkey dancing, thankful cheer. Glad you joined us this fine year. Thanks for tuning in tonight.
Yeah, maybe a little bit.
Yeah. That was fun. That was fine.
Sorry, I always do that. I always cut it off at the hook. And everyone I'm ever with says, why do you do that? Because I just wanted to hear it hit. That's it.
Yeah, I get that.
Do you want to hit? We'll finish it. Here we go. Okay, there it is.
That's fine.
Yeah. Well, thanks so much for being here. Mm-hmm. Happy Thanksgiving. Anything else you want to say?
Sorry again for cussing. I hope no kids were in the room. My bad.
You didn't just mess up a little.
I know, I messed up a lot.
A lot. You want to talk about the mother of all?
Yeah, right.
So I can think of one worse.
Yeah, that's true. Okay. I can think of two worse ones, but... You know.
Well, so what do we got coming up? We're going to go to two of your family's Thanksgivings.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah.
I will say I'm kind of grateful that your family doesn't do anything around this area for the holidays because as lovely as your family is and as much as I like them, realistically, like, we don't have time for anything else.
No.
My family takes up all the time in the world.
All right. Stay fresh, cheese bags.
Toodaloo, my dudes.